Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now from California, Robin Cass of Casting Incorporated, who happens to be the casting director for Big Brother. Good evening, Robin. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well, thank you. I'm excited. Tomorrow's a big day here in Lansing, an open casting call.
It is. It's a big day. We don't always get to that area. I mean, this is season 13, and we try to spread it out around the country as much as possible, so we are excited to hit up your area.
Well, it's going to be great. It's going to happen tomorrow between 4 and 7 o'clock at Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Lansing, kind of on the west side of the city, just for folks to be involved, because we sure want a lot of people there. The more people there, the better off you are in terms of casting, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, I always run into people who are fans of the show, and they come up to me and they say, I really want to do it. I really want to do it. And I usually say, have you ever auditioned? And they say no. So I always tell people the only way you're going to get on the show is go to the open call, come meet us. You have nothing to lose. And I always tell people to go for it.
Well, absolutely. What I love about this is there's a new twist in this one, this casting call here in Lansing tomorrow. One of the people from the casting call tomorrow here in Lansing will get a call back with one of the casting producers in Cincinnati sometime next week. That's not a maybe. That's a will.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, come on down. Your chances are really high, and we definitely want to get someone from your area to be on the show this summer. So, yeah, there will be callbacks, and we definitely want one of you guys.
The other twist that's kind of fun is that four people from tomorrow's open casting call will each get a $2,000 modeling agreement from Okemos Modeling here in the area as well. So, I mean, it's going to be
really,
a
really, you
fun.
Should just go down just for the nice freebies out there.
That's
kind
of what I'm thinking.
You have nothing to lose, right?
Robin, you need to be in town, too.
I know. What's the weather like there? Let me think about it.
Well, today, actually, it's sunny and gorgeous, and was 60-something, which for you, you'd probably be in a snowsuit. But
right. I would definitely need earmuffs and a cold winter jacket for 60s. But
I was sitting on my deck this morning with coffee getting a little sunburned. That's how desperate we are for this around here. You need to understand. It's a different world, Robin.
Yeah. See, those people who are listening right now, I'm sure they want to spend the summer in Southern California. So what better way to spend your summer in Southern California than locked in a beautiful home with
well,
strangers.
See, now, I'm going to be a judge tomorrow at this casting call, so that apparently means I'm not allowed to be a part of the show, so I'm out of that. But let's tell people about this show. The whole premise of it is actually fascinating, that anybody wants to do this, and yet they all do.
Yeah.
You're going to live inside a house where every move, every word, every action is recorded. I mean,
around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 3 months.
Oh my. All I know is, oh my. And I've watched this before and every time I watch it, my mouth is just hanging open. I'm just, but that's the appeal of it. You just can't stop watching.
Yeah. I mean, I will say whoever wins the $500,000 at the end, they deserve it. You know, a lot of people watch this show and they go, look, so fun. You're in a house and it's California and there's a pool. And people don't realize that the people inside the house, they are 100% cut off from the outside world. So there's no phone, no computer, no radio, no books, no magazines, nothing to keep their attention except for these people living in the house with them. And there's a lot of downtime, and there's hours and days and weeks and months where you can't speak with your loved ones, and the pressure's getting to you, and it's a whole psychological game. So as fun as it is, I always say the person who comes out the end with the money will definitely deserve it.
Well, and some people listening to you describe that go, oh, that's not for me. And the other folks are going, oh, that is so for me.
I know.
You know that's going on.
Thank goodness there are both types. Yeah, I mean, I think when I think of it, I go, there's no way. How can I go without, you know, Facebook for 3 months? And then there are people who go, I would love to just get away and not watch TV and talk to my friends for months. So.
Are there any age limits on this casting call?
Yeah, it's 21 and up, but as far as age limit on the top end, everybody should definitely give it a chance. We've had people in their 60s in the show, and as long as they want to give it a shot, we will, you know, as old as possible.
Well, As old as possible. Okie
dokie. As long as you can make it out to L.A., we'll take you.
Sit up and take nourishment, you're in.
Right.
Who are you looking for? I mean, I guess I'm asking you. I mean, you are a casting director extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Casting Incorporated's website right now. Every reality show that's come around, you have cast for. And
I had a lot of them.
Do you just get up in the morning and read the testimonials for you? I would feel so good, Robin. If I got up and read testimonials like this about me every day, I could get through every day just beautifully. But
That's so funny.
I guess I'm asking you for a primer for me tomorrow. What am I looking for?
You know, I always tell people that you always hear that phrase, X Factor. You know, there's a show coming out right now. It's called X Factor. And some people just have it. And you will see it. You know, there are people who you have conversations with. And some people, you love hearing them talk. You love hearing them tell stories. You can't wait to get to the punchline. They always make you laugh. You're looking at them, and you're interested in what they have to say. There are other people, probably friends of yours and mine, who are good friends, and we just want to get through dinner. maybe you're just bored. You know, they have great things to say. There isn't the enthusiasm behind it. And I think that sometimes I can't put my finger on it, but there are just certain people you want to hear them talk. You want to hear what they have to say. Something about them is interesting. It could be the way they laugh or their hand gestures or their passion for something. And if we're interested in hearing them talk, then more than likely, our viewing audience will feel the same.
And how do you win a reality show? I mean, what is it you do as a contestant, not just this one, but other ones? Is it just being aware of the surroundings and paying attention and working it through in your head?
Wow. You know what? If you asked every winner from every reality show, they'd probably say something a little different. I think that there's a few things. I think luck plays a huge part in it. You know, from the first person you talk to in that house, you know, you'll never know if they're going to be your enemy. You don't know who's lying to you. You think you're safe, you're not. There is a lot of luck in this game. But I always tell people the number one rule is you always remember every morning that you're playing a game, that you're literally inside a game. It's very easy to be caught up with the other people, the personalities. You know, some people fall in love in the house, and some people make best friends in the house, and you really don't know what the other person is thinking. So I say, you know, check yourself. Every morning you wake up, give yourself a pep talk and say, I am playing a game. What do I have to do to get one step further in?
And Robin, when do you become involved in the casting process for Big Brother?
As soon as all of my staff, they're all around the country right now, and they will be back home in about a week, and that's when they will pitch me their people. We're all going to sit around. We're going to watch hundreds of people on videotape, and from there, we will kind of narrow it down to, I don't know, about 60, 70 people. We'll fly them out to Los Angeles, and that's when I will meet them all in person. And there's sort of a lengthy casting process out here in L.A. before we choose our cast.
And how many will be in the final cast for season 13?
It's usually 12, 13, or 14. I do not know yet what it is. Sometimes it depends on the people we meet out here. Sometimes we find, you know, we think the cast is going to be 12, and then we finish up with finals and go, you know, this 13th person has to be on the cast. How can we lose him or her? So we will put them in. So it's usually 12, 13, 14, and we'll decide during finals.
And season 13 for the contestants will start?
Let's see. They usually move in the house right around 4th of July weekend. I don't know the exact date.
Okay. Well, Robin, I'm looking forward to this tomorrow. I think it's going to be a hoot. I think I'm going to learn a lot, and I'll go look for the X Factor and follow my gut.
You'll get it. You watch. You'll get it. Thank you so much for helping us out. You're going to have a great time tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Have a great evening, Robin.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Robin Cass, who is the casting director for Big Brother, open casting call tomorrow at Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Lansing from 4 to 7 p.m. Look forward to seeing a lot of folks there. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.